Praise the Lord. Today we'll have Matthew 21, verse 28 to verse 30. What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go and walk today in the vineyard." "I will not," he answered. But later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, "I will, sir," but he did not go. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to bless this message. Bless your word. Let everyone hear it, O God. You'll be blessed, O God, with you, O Lord. We pray for divine understanding that come from your word. O God, let your word bring you glory and honor. Let be hundredfold fruit, O Lord, in the life of your people. Speak to each and everyone, Lord, and confirm your calling to your people. Let your message bring revival, restoration, help, hope, healing. As your people obey your word and your command. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Here we find the Lord Jesus Christ. He say, "What do you think?" There's a question mark. What do you think? And he give a story, and he wants us to think about it. This story is not to think about the story, but how you reflect this story in your life. How the story can be practical in your life. Here we find that there's a father who has two sons. A father who has two sons. He went to the first son and he told him, "Go and walk today in the vineyard." Well, he asked him to go. Asked him to go and walk in the vineyard. What is the vineyard? The vineyard is the place that they will plant the vines, the grapes, and they will cultivate it. And the father, he asked his son to go to work in the vineyard. What do you expect? It is a good things or bad things? It's of course good things. Because working in the vineyard, what are you going to take and eat there? You are going to eat and take the grapes. You are going to eat and take and enjoy the grapes. And that is the condition of each and every one of you who listen to the word of God and put it into practice. He told him clearly, "Go, son. Son, he called you son, he called you a daughter. God is calling you a son and daughter." He told him, "Go and work today." He wants to obey his command today. If you're going to obey his command today and go and walk in the vineyard, and go and obey his command, and go and walk in his ways, you are going to eat the grapes. You are going to have a good life. You are going to be in the perfect physic and good will of God, and you will enjoy life. Now, here we found the son. He say, no, he refused. He say, "I will not. I will not." Now, let me ask him a question. When he say, "I will not," who will be affected? The son himself will be affected. When you say to the Lord, "I will not," when God calls you, when God asks you to do certain things, when God asks you to obey, whatever message you have taken today, or if you have hearing, and you have heard the message, and the God told you, "You go and do these things, go and do those things, go and forgive, go and bring, go and make disciples, you come, you wait," all these are the commands of God. When you don't do it, who will be affected other than yourself? It is only you are going to be affected. The son here, when he told him, "I will not," he answered. But later, he say he changed his mind and went. Why he changed his mind? Because he realized that if I would say no, no one else would be affected but me, and I don't want to lose, to be a loser. What he say? He changed his mind. He repented. Now, God does not want us to say to him, "No, I will not." He does not like it. But in case we have said it, to the Lord. When God commands us to do certain things and we say to Him, no, Lord, I will not obey, today God is telling you to change your mind because you are going to affect yourself. Amen? God wants to bless you. God wants to bless you so much. If God wanted to reconcile, if God wanted to love, if God wanted to forgive, if God wanted to preach the gospel, if God wanted to go and work hard, if God wanted to do certain things and certain tasks He asked you to do, that thing, it will bring you benefit, it will bring you harvest. In the book of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, it say, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. He say, His words say, if you are willing and obedient, you will be eating the best of the land. If you are willing to obey the Lord, the best of the land, wherever you are, you will be going to eat. But if you are rebellious and disobedient, you will not get anything. Now the Lord, in the book of Isaiah 1:19, He did not say, if you are rich, you will eat the best of the land. He did not say, if you are having a good job, you will eat the best of the land. He did not say, if you are having a good salary, you will going to eat the best of the land. He did not say, if you are having power and authority and influential, you will eat the best of the land. He said, if you are willing and obedient. You may have all the criteria to get a good food and good life, but if you are not willing and obedient to follow the Lord, in the middle of the plenty that you are in, still you are in need and you are in trouble. Amen? Never say to the Lord, I will not. Never say to Him, I will not obey. Never say to the Lord, I will not do. If you have done it before, tell Him, Lord, today I change my mind and I repent. Because the Lord Jesus today, He said, what do you think? This is what's coming to my mind, and what's the Holy Spirit speaking to me? And I believe that God is speaking to you certain things about your life. What do you think about it? How did this message can be applied for your life? Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, I will share. But he did not go. Now there is another problem here. The other son, what he said to the Lord? He said to him, yes, yes, I will do it. God was happy, right? God was happy. The father was happy. But then, what has come out? That he did not do what he promised to the Lord. Certain time, we have people, they say yes. And we count on them. Oh, this guy is going to do it. This guy, he will, this woman or this sister, this brother, they are so, so happy to obey. But later on, after they promise, what they will do, they will not do. They will not do. That is more troublesome. Sometimes, when we give you the teaching, you say, yes. We will obey, yes, yes, I will. That is okay for us. That is fine for us. We are happy to do it. But later on, you will not do. That is more disappointing and frustrating. But you will be affected. God will be grieving. God the Father will be grieving, will be sad, but you will be affected. You yourself who did not do what God has asked you to do. Many Christians, listen to this very well. Many Christians, they say we are 10 years in the Lord, 20 years in the Lord, 30 years in the Lord. We are from a Christian family. We are from a Christian background. We served like that and we did like this. And that is our achievement. And we would do this, but on a practice, you find those people who say yes, and we are the Christian, and those people whom God counted on to do the work, they are not doing what God asked them to do. Amen? That is the message. What do you think? What do you think about it? It is good that you promise God something. You obey the Lord, you say, Lord, I will obey you. But you did not do. God has have confidence on you. God has built a confidence on you that He entrusts you about certain things. You say, yes, Lord, But later on, nothing had happened. Which of the two did what the father wanted? The first one. The first one. He said no. Even this, he disobeyed God. But later on, he went on and he obeyed the Lord. That's what the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 19, verse 20. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first. Many who are Christian long years, they will be last, because they say to the Lord, yes, but they did not obey the command. And many who are new in the Lord, maybe they were a prostitute, they were thieves, they were murderers, but they repented. And they start to follow the Lord. They are doing now what God the Father wants them to do. My dear beloved, Christianity is not how many years you are in the Lord. Christianity is not, I am from a Christian family. Christianity is not that I have done that and this. Christianity, how much you obey the Lord. Christianity is how much you are in the will of God. Christianity is a life style and conduct. If you are in the will of God, if you do what God has asked you to do, you are well. But if you have said to the Lord, yes, I will do, but you did not do, you are out of order. And today God is reminding you, you had promised God something, you have said to the Lord, I will do that and I will do this, but you are not able to do it. Today you repent. Today you repent. Today, let us bow down and let us ask the Holy Spirit to convict us, to remind us of the things that we had promised the Lord, but we did not do to Him. Let us repent today. Let us come back to the Lord. Because God, after all, He wants us to walk in His vineyard. He wants us to enjoy a life. He say, go and walk today. He wants the blessing to flow in our life today. But if we have disobeyed the Lord, it is not His fault. We can today repent, correct ourselves, and receive the blessing of God fresh from Him. Let's bow our head. Let's bow our head and pray. Father, we thank You. We bless You. Lord, I ask You forgiveness. I repent, O God, from the things that I promised You I would do, but I did not do, Lord. Today I promise You, Lord, I will do, O God, what I have promised, O God. Lord, give me one more chance. I want to be in perfect, pleasing, good will of Yours. I want to enjoy life and fellowship in Thy presence. Guide me and help me. And still strengthen me, Lord. And I pray even, Lord, for my brother and sister who hear the message, let the message be practical in their life in the name of Jesus, O God. You guide them and You help them and You strengthen them, O God. Give them repentance and You bring them back to You so that they will enjoy life and life to the full. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.